out of coffee? No need to worry. Mater Dei Radio is brewing a second cup of the morning blend.
Oh, I think that today I'm just going to hold to just my one cup of coffee today. I don't know that I need a second cup because our second cup feature, I think, is going to be more than enough to get you pretty excited about all the offerings that the month, or we'll say at least this morning, has to offer. Brian, are you going to go for a second cup? Do you need it?
I do need a second cup for sure. I have a lot on my plate today, but it is a great month, July. I know there's a couple of national holidays that we will cover, several in fact, but it's dedicated to the precious blood of Christ. So we'll be talking more about that throughout the month of July. Tomorrow, an apostle we will celebrate in St. Thomas, Doubting Thomas. Tomorrow is his feast day.
My father's is Thomas. That's his name. And he always likes to associate himself to St. Thomas, the apostle, the doubter, and he likes to use that to its fullest use as well. So a wonderful feast day. My son, when he was confirmed, was interested, but then ended up going with St. Thomas More as his confirmation state. Still loving the name quite a bit, as he does tend to take after my father a little bit. But July, again, we're starting now this second half of the year, 2025. So if you didn't get the project started that you hoped to this first half of the year, now's the time to start getting it going. But there's so many great things to do in July. Look, I've told more people this and they don't believe me. And I said, okay, that's fine. You don't need to believe me because we don't need more people moving in here. I believe, though, that the Pacific Northwest has the finest summers anywhere in the country. We really do. And if you look at the temperature, we hover around 80 degrees for the next few months, low humidity, very little rain. We're not getting carried away by a lot of bugs or creatures that would like to feast on whatever you have been eating. So people want to get out and do things. And if you go to our community calendar, there's some great events coming up. So yes, you're right. So we're beginning, of course, with St. Thomas tomorrow. We'll talk more about him. And then on Friday, we're not going to be on a live morning show. We've got a special program planned for you. It is the 4th of July. It is a day that we ask God to bless our country. It is our birthday as the United States.
And then coming up Saturday, St. Elizabeth of Portugal. Maybe you celebrate with a little bit of Portuguese food. Oh. And then another national holiday on July 6th. It's my wife's birthday.
Oh.
And I think another birthday coming up that we'll talk about in July, another national holiday. But yeah, looking forward to that. I do need to get out and get some shopping done between now and Sunday.
Now, she shares her birthday with a very popular saint, Saint Maria Goretti. Now, you might miss that because the Sunday is going to supersede that, but there might be a mention on the homily coming up on a Sunday. Now, as we move through that week, and we talked about this on today's show, Saint Benedict. Now, the Saint Benedict Festival at Mount Angel Abbey falls on the Saturday closest to that feast day. So in this particular case, St. Benedict's feast day is on the 11th, and that puts the St. Benedict Festival on the 12th. Now, don't forget, tomorrow during the 7 o'clock hour, get fast with the fingers and type in those numbers, because you're going to have an opportunity to win two tickets to the Benedict Festival. You might see me and a good deacon down there having a good game of cornhole or yard Jenga with the monks. I wonder if that's a sin if you try to beat them.
I would try to beat them at cornhole. Yeah. I'm very competitive as well, so that would be interesting to see. Monday the 14th, St. Kateri Tikawitha, and then St. Bonaventure, Bishop and Doctor of the Church, the following day on the 15th. So yeah, just some real powerhouses this month of July.
So I had to actually get a passport in 2012. I had never gone out, aside from Mexico and Canada, I think, at that point. But you only needed your driver's license, American driver's license, to get back and forth then. I had to get a passport in 2012 to go to Europe for the first time. And we went with a pilgrimage group, of course, to Rome. And I was at the canonization of St. Kateri Tekakwitha. It was such a powerful day. And I mean, it's always beautiful to be able to spend time there in Rome. But that was the first time to be able to go to a canonization. And it was so beautiful. And we celebrated with a group of Native American people from throughout the Archdiocese of Seattle. So I always remember that very, very fondly. All right, so then moving also through, okay, now here is the always the question. Is it Carmel or Caramel? Our Lady of Mount Carmel or Caramel? Which Carmel. Is it? Or Carmel?
Carmel, yeah, that's probably how I would say it. Caramel's something that I like to dip my apples in.
Ooh, I like that too. Our Lady of Mount Carmel is on the 16th. If you have the Hail Mary, not the Hail Mary, our Mater Dei Radio calendar that you get at the end of the year, it has all of the Marian feast days on there. You're going to see that feast day coming up on the 16th.
On July 22nd, this is a date for our Idaho lay Dominicans. They really look forward to the feast day of St. Mary Magdalene. I'm not sure what they do in particular, but I know that they do treat that day that they're looking forward to celebrating her on the 22nd, and then following on the 23rd, St. Bridget. So, yeah, a couple of great ladies in our Catholic faith that we get to lift up during that week.
And then during that week, as well as you move through, on the 24th is the Feast of Saint Charbel. Now, aside from the miraculous medal, more miracles have been attributed to the intercession of this saint than any others. I did not realize that. Part of the Maronite rite, you can attend St. Charbel's Church here in the Portland area. I have on several occasions, and it is a beautiful and reverent holy liturgy. So that might be a very wonderful day to pray for them and for Abuna and for those who are up at Sacred Heart Monastery in Castle Rock. They also call it the Vigil of the Feast Day of St. James the Greater, which would mean then on the 25th, that is the Feast Day of St. James the Greater, which always begs the question, because we know there's James the Greater and James the Lesser, and yeah, how would you know, what makes one greater and one lesser? I think in the eyes of God, they're both wonderful men that he made apostles.
And of course, in The Chosen, they are depicted as one being much larger than the other. So I don't know if that was the case back then, but yeah, that was one way to distinguish. As grandparents, we look forward to July 26th. It's the feast day of Saints Joachim and Anne, parents of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And there is this new International Day for Grandparents, and that's a day that I look forward to spending with my granddaughters. Not sure what we're going to do yet, but what do they call me? Boopa or Bompa or something like that. They haven't quite got the grandpa down yet.
Oh, okay.
I've got all kinds of fun names that they call me, because they're only like 2.5, yeah. 1.5. Yeah, they're fun.
It's always with kids at that age. I'm starting to notice with my granddaughter, who's also about the same age, names are always the same syllable twice. So it's Mama, Dada, I'm Mimi, and Scott's Papa. And then Aunt Ashlyn, she tried to get our granddaughter to say Auntie, and she ended up saying TT, and we went, that sounds perfect to me too. So I think that one is going to stick. In fact, it's funny. That one is so much fun. I think everybody is starting to call her that now. And then again, that's through the month. And then the final week of July, we've got the feast day of St. Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, followed by Blessed Solanus Casey. And then rounding out the month, July 31st, St. Ignatius of Loyola. So, And it's only the second. And I feel like I got a lot of things to do this month.
I'm exhausted already. We have just started the month.
So like I said, boy, there is so much going on. Do you really feel like you needed a second cup today? Yeah, well, maybe you did. And we hope you enjoyed it here at Mater Dei Radio.